Abaydi Koysu Brett Dakin.
This is an evening to take a moment, pause, and say, wow. We have accomplished so much in the past 10 years, more than we ever could have imagined when Legacies was founded in 2004, 10 years ago. So the purpose of tonight is to take a breath, reflect on our accomplishments. So just a little bit about Legacies of War. You're going to be hearing a lot tonight about community. We really are all about the community in its many forms. This is an organization that began with the community, the Lao American community, the Hmong American community. But the amazing thing about Legacies is that we've been able to expand our community of supporters to include members of Congress, to include members of the media, the foreign policy community, the diplomatic community, all the way up to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who visited Laos the first time a Secretary of State had ever visited Laos in 50 years, partly as a result of the attention that we've been able to bring to Laos and the issue of unexploded ordnance. So we are really proud of all of the interns, volunteers, consultants, and members of the community that have made our work possible. You know, there are so many accomplishments, but I'm going to focus on one big one, which is that when we started doing our work, every year the U.S. government spends about $1.5 to $2 million a year on cleaning up unexploded ordnance left over in Laos from the Vietnam War. Last year, that figure reached $12 million. And that is really, that's a significant increase, especially in a time of budgetary constraint. You hear people fighting all the time about the budget. We just were able to plow on through and get that number up. We still don't think it's enough, but we are really proud that we've been able to get it up that high. So this evening is about pausing, being thankful and proud, but it's also about laying the groundwork for the future. And so we're going to be counting on the people in this room as well as our supporters around the country to put us on a firm financial footing for the next 10 years so that we can continue to accomplish great things and we can continue to expand our community of supporters and basically address this problem and solve it once and for all. As we heard, Laos is the most heavily bombed country per capita in the history of the world. It's a really stunning figure, and while a lot has been done to clean up the bombs, and we've made so much progress, there's still a lot more to be done. So we're going to pick up after tonight, and we're going to get back to work, but we won't be able to do it without your support.